Hello.
I'm with Cathy at Microphone. I'm from MMA Media. How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you. Taking your call there. I had to close my shop there.
Sorry. Do you have time to come chat with me now, James, or?
I closed my shop just now, so I can speak for a couple of minutes.
Okay, perfect. Please don't change all that calls and record the training and motion purposes. I apologize, it's taking us a little while. We have got tens of clients to try and help. We are trying to get through and give you guys as much care as we possibly can as well, James, obviously, because it's such a sensitive call. So I called and recorded for training and motion purposes. It's my role, James, is to gather the evidence for you. We've applied to Scottish Redress on your behalf. They've obviously looked through your application and seen where you stayed as a child, read your statement, which is worthy enough for an application number. So my role is to gather the evidence, spread right into social services, looking to Kilmarnock, education authorities, National Records Scotland, but also to get to know you a little bit better as well, and try and understand how the trauma you faced as a child in these care settings, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life. Whether that be, you know, the fact that diagnosis with mental health problems, i.e. depression, anxiety, any PTSD, any issues with alcohol or substance abuse. I'll write to, you know, GPs, NHS, addiction charities, rehabilitation centres, gather as much information as they can. Take the picture, you know, James Cassidy, not only in care, but also because of care.
I was in a great up until I got married, and after that, I kind of turned my life around a wee bit.
Okay.
But listen, yeah. I thought that was just normal. I thought that was just normal behaviour.
Yeah.
I didn't even know why I got sent. I can't remember, it was 6 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever. I can't even remember it exactly. And I can't remember exactly what the age of our driver. Now my friend or
then
about.
Okay, so you can get all that information from your social service records.
Right. That means there isn't any sexual abuse, so there's nothing like that.
That's fine. Abuse is a very fine, very distinct line between, what's the word I'm looking for?
I know what you're talking about.
Discipline and abuse.
What's it like? I mean, I've read the bed a couple of times.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was a strange setting, and I still don't know to this day why I went there. I still don't know. Because that was only a five that went.
Yeah.
But I was quite half brought up as well, so we thought that was just normal.
Yeah,
you can't
hit with a belt, isn't normal for a child.
I have a belt, you get a sand shoe or a slipper or something. But there was a noise made in one of the dormitories one night, just to get a wee insight into everything major at that time, because it was kind of safety, I was drinking away in the house. You know, there wasn't any, no ice, I didn't get put into cold baths. I wet myself and he hung it up, and there was a noise coming through the dormitory, and he shined his torch onto the door. I assumed it was making a noise, it wasn't it? There was a couple of other boys. Pulled out of bed, and then discovered I'd wet myself.
Yeah.
And scrubbed into a few things. And took me in a cold bath with a bullet soap. That happened a couple of times.
That's abuse, isn't it?
At the time, you didn't think it was, but that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I get brought up in the 60s and 70s.
I get. I mean, this with the utmost respect, James. You know, men, gentlemen of your age, generally, they put it down to, this is the sign of the times. Reality is, you should be whacking an 8, 9, 10-year-old, anyone with a belt, let's be honest.
No, I know. But I mean, you get the belt in school, and that was my thing with either, so that was, as I say to you, that was just normal.
Yeah, it was normal, yeah. It was really not.
But you're very welcome to check with the school, because I like school with nothing. I was quite troubled at school as well.
Yeah.
I ended up going to a kind of special school after it. And, I mean, for the last 40 years, I've been a manager. Right? I've kind of done my life doing my own business just now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But it was it didn't go on for long, put it that way. And I took up boxing and different things, so I kind of looked after myself a wee bit. I hated bullies, and I still hate bullies just now.
Yeah, me too.
There's some of the teachers in there were absolutely fine. there was a couple of nice wee teachers. You get your wee cup of tea and your biscuits before you went to bed, went to church on a Sunday. It used to make you write letters because you were having the time of your life.
Yeah.
You know, and it was kind of pre-written to you because it was up on the blackboard, so you had to copy it down.
Jesus.
And some of the things were holding your cup money back to you as well. Your mum used to send a 10 bob postal order, well, 50 pence postal order, and they would say they didn't get it. And sometimes they didn't get any sweets or anything like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had any issues with depression or anxiety, James?
Aye, when I was younger. I attached my suicide when I was younger. But that was just stupid. That was through a girl, you know. It's just... But I drank quite a lot as well, you know.
Okay.
Aye, that's it.
Go on, buddy. Tell me a story.
Sorry?
Tell me what you're going to say.
Aye, that was it. I took tablets, ended up getting my stomach pumped in the hospital. You get all the details through the hospital and my medical records.
Affirmative, yes.
And you'll see my school records as well. I get kind of sent to a... There was supposed to be the worst behaved pupils in Drumchapel. We get sent to that school when I was 12 years to kind of finish my education there. But I left school with nothing, absolutely nothing. And see if there's a chance to get back to school again, I didn't get back.
No.
What business do you run yourself?
Cab service and boots. I've had that for 18 years, but I was a manager of a factory for years. I used to employ 300 odd people, so I don't know what I'm planning for that. So I think what I've done is maybe about 60. But I had people working for me in my shop. I knew I'd just do that myself and when I retire in a couple of years' time.
Nice, so not done. Not done. Okay, let's pick this one up then. So, can I take the name of your GP, please?
Well, my GP, it's in Clydebank now. It was a different GP up in Drumchapel. Dr. Rai. Clydebank. R-A-I.
Sorry, my same name as my doctor.
Aye, Clydebank Health Centre.
I call him Dr. Rai.
Clydebank Health Centre.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm definitely not going to court with this.
No.
Definitely not. I'm not standing up in front of a wee panel.
No.
Definitely not.
There is a panel. But you don't offend her, it's behind closed doors.
Nah, because I've got my daughter and all that, I just want to kind of own in my life a wee bit. The only reason I think you did is I've only actually went to Craig away. He came in and showed me about these.
Yeah.
And I was quite reluctant. So it's something you put in the back of your mind, you know what I mean?
Thank
you. Put it
there. Yeah. So I've got Clydebank Health and Care Centre, Queen Street, Main.
That's
Clydebank,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just check if we've got this on our institutions. If not, I'll add it. Yeah, I've got it. Perfect. How long have you been with that GP for?
It must be 40 years. It's his practice, but the doctor sees a doctor hack. It's Dr. Rye's practice. So I'm getting back into my shop again just now. Okay, just in case I get interrupted there.
I can think the name of the hospital that you were taken to for the
The Western Infirmary, that's no longer there anymore. It's the Western Infirmary in Glasgow. And that was through a girl, that was new, obviously.
Okay,
the
mental health.
Right. Right.
Okay. So let me just do this. So what I'm going to do is I'll write to the Western Infirmary or their subsequent NHS Trust.
Right, so it happened about, it was about 40 odd years ago.
Okay, roughly what day would you say?
Sorry?
Roughly what day? Doesn't need to be
exact. I can't remember, it was 40 odd years ago.
So we're in 1996.
No. 40 odd years ago.
1986,
no, I got married in 1986, so it was a few years before that. Say it was about 1980 or something.
Okay, no problem.
Okay,
I'll write to the GP, I'll get any medical records from them. I'll write to the NHS Trust of the Western Infirmary in Glasgow. I'll also write to the Social Services up in Kilmarnock. When I get that information back from your time in care, James, do you want me to share that information with you?
You can share it with me, if you want, aye. Thank you. Well, no,
that's
fine. If you think it's relevant enough to share with me, it's fine. I don't even know what it is. Obviously, I don't know what I've wrote down in it.
But that's what I'm saying. It's your journey. It's your story. If you want to see it, it's your information. I will gladly share it with you.
How long will it take, Owen?
So, could take me anywhere up to 10 months just to get the information back from social services. So, if you look at 12 months from today, you should be well in.
Right.
Getting information back pretty quick, you know.
Are these successful or is it just
that? You've definitely got a case. It's got the Scottish redress have given you an application number. You suffered abuse. Yeah, so anyway, let me ask my AI assistant if your facility is part of the National Inquiry in Scotland.
Okay.
In a few steps.
Right.
I see all this. So the type of institution that does fall within the scope of the inquiry is a residential school providing care and education.
And does that one come under that, Craig?
Yes, I'm just trying to address care essentially within scope.
I mean, it didn't go on for long. It happened about 2 or 3 cold baths and then they were lifting this mask or something and putting it against the window. So everybody knew that you'd done, you know what I mean, trying to dry it.
Yeah.
And you kind of slept in the fire until you get... It was just night time, it wasn't really daytime.
Okay. In 2 seconds. Okay, so it's not in the inquiry as yet, but it potentially will be by the look of it.
Okay,
so it's not been publicly named just yet. So what we'll do is, I'll send all the information back from your time and care from social services. I'll send that to you. What we'll then do, James, is we'll go through that together, you and I. And obviously, you know, it was only a short stay, but you did suffer abuse.
It was only short term, it wasn't it? But it's the impact that had made, because I wasn't right after it. You know what I mean?
There's long term effects of it, which is why I'm writing to your GP to get any sort of medical or mental health records, any issues with alcohol, the suicide attempt, although you're pinning it down to a girl. But, you know, a lot of everything derives from our personality from as a child, what's happened to us as a girl. So, you know, I wouldn't discount that, you know, your time in care could have been a massive factor of...
I still can't understand why it was just me that can affect the family to go down there. I don't know. I don't even know the reason.
Well, you may get that reason from the records, which is why I said you want me to share them with you, because obviously it's your story. You may do, you may not, but let's see. So what we'll do, James, is we'll go through all the information together, you and I. We'll go through your statements, make sure everything's in your statement you want. We'll then add your medical records to your claim as proof of, you know, trauma. And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. What that means is we've presented our case and then on them to then judge us, okay?
That'll run through the panel.
They'll run through a panel of individuals inside the Scottish Redress. Like I said to you earlier, it's a behind closed doors panel, so there's no need for us to attend. And then from there, we await a decision on hopefully getting you the recognition of wrongdoing in the form of an apology and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Cassidy.
This is success, rate, isn't that?
Well, very high, to be honest.
I'll be the one that's low high, I'll be the...
Let's see. I think we're just outside the tent on the mental health record.
That was only,
Yeah, of course it will. So, do you have any questions for me, James, on that? I'm about to...
Do they pay you for that?
Well, what I can tell you, James, is the average payout over the last 3 to 5 years from the Scottish Redress. I can't give you a specific case by case. But the average payout over the last 3 to 5 years has been £55,000 from Scottish Redress.
Right, I mean, that's great, you don't know, isn't it? But
Yeah, well,
the thing is, it opens up a few things for you, you know. I mean, even talking about some of the things that I mean, I know it's design. When you look at it, but see, at the time, that was the way we were brought up. You were brought up with really kind of discipline, especially in Glasgow.
Yeah,
I know,
same
here. And the teachers weren't the great either, you know, even at school.
Yeah. The idea is, James, is obviously, you know, the money's not going to fix what happens here, it's not going to make up for what happens here. But the hope is that the Scottish Government keep getting hit in the pocket that much that they take notice and try and stop these claims coming down the line in the future. And the only way for them to stop the claims coming down the line in the future is to keep better care of the kids.
See, the thing is, I don't want my daughter brought into all this kind of thing, you know, into my life, you know what I mean? That's in the past now in my life, and I've certainly never brought my daughter up that way. She was brought up that wee queen.
Yeah, same with me. But look, there's no need to get your daughter involved. Okay, so, James, you said that's fine. I've just got to go back one step with you, just obviously because you're classed, unfortunately, no matter how well you're doing now in your presence, if you like, you're still classed as a vulnerable client, so I do have to make sure that you fully understand our fees. So just give me a second, I'll run you through it, and if you're still happy for me to continue, obviously I will. Just to say, you know, James, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. But obviously that would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. That's option one. Option two, James, is that there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason that they don't or won't charge fees, James, is that those law firms, they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw that case. Now, obviously, you can come up with your own conclusions on that law firms or what those law firms would do for you if they're going to get paid, whether you win or lose. You know, that's an estimation you can make yourself. What we do, James, is we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't want to find out from the Scottish Government. What we do is enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where our fees are capped at 15% plus VAT. What that means, James, is it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Basically saying, James, the more you win, you know, the more we win. So our fees are capped at 15% plus VAT.
How much would that be? Right, I thought it was 16% is taking it.
Yeah, so 16% plus VAT. So we can't talk about the VAT man. The VAT is 20% of the 16, which is obviously 3.2%.
Right, okay.
The 10% is 1.6, so 20% is 3.2. So we obviously have to run through the 16, there's not much to do about that. So that's our fees cap. The no fee side of the no win, no fee game. What that means is obviously you've been classified as a vulnerable customer, a vulnerable client. We will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case. okay? So if we are unsuccessful in obtaining compensation for you, we will never come looking for our fees from your end. Our insurance, covering our insurance policy, will cover all of our fees, James.
Right, okay.
Genuine no win, no fee, buddy.
Is that going right? Did I get that sent?
Yes, it's, you've already had it. You signed documentation with us on the 15th of
April. Okay.
It should be in the email.
Okay.
You have all that already. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, James?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, perfect. Then you still happy for me to continue with your
job? Aye. Listen, obviously, it's not any different news to what it was. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you're going to get something that you didn't have anyway, that's my point.
Yeah, like I said, you know...
No, you might get something.
You're potentially helping future generations down the line as well.
Yeah.
Not suffer that type of abuse and care. Hopefully, the Scottish Government will take some notice. So yeah, the hope is that we stop these things happening.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't go any further to us, because I'm not going to go any further there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I promise you, it's between you and I, or you and MMA Legal. I'll stay with you till the end, James. My name's Michael. If you have a pen, I can give you my details. So if you need to speak to me now or speak to anyone in MMA, just give this call. Give us a little call because they're the ones that's going to be handling the case now.
Is that the 0161 number?
0161-563-0816.
Oh, it's okay. Stay back. Call line on my phone.
Yeah, stay on your phone, buddy. My name's Michael. If you need anything, give me a call. Have any questions, can you ring? And just before I let you go, Mr. Cassidy, you signed documentation with us on the 15th of April.
That's
called the 14-day cooling off period. What that means is that we have 14 days to change your mind. We won't start work on your case. If you want to pursue this case any other which way you want to, you can do.
But definitely not going to court, mate. That's one thing.
I promise. I tell you what, James, let me explain. The Scottish visa system was set up because people were taking the Scottish Government to court. So the visa scheme was set up because it's a cheaper and a quicker way of getting clients' money back. And it's cheaper for the Scottish Government because you don't have court fees. If you're looking at a court process, you're looking at a 3-year turnaround. But this is all done within 12 months. So it's quicker. It's like a pre. It's been put in place of the course, if you like. You can take clients down the course and you probably get twice as much money at the back end.
No.
So you're waiting three times as long. And there's a chance that, we could be done with courses with this for them. It's basically a free roll of the dice.
Yeah.
Okay. On the 15-day cooling or 14-day cooling off period, James.
Yeah.
So we won't start work on your case until after the 29th. But if you're happy with us as your law firm, you're happy with our fees, you're happy with us just to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and you can get started on your case.
Right, just go ahead, mate, and start
waiving. Yeah, have to waive it. Okay, perfect. Got my number now, James. Give me a call. I'll work if you're anything if you need me. We work for you.
Okay.
I'll let you get back to work, buddy. Thank you so
much. Right, should you hear any words, will you get back to me?
Of course, sir.
I can talk to some different things.
As soon as we get any information back, I'll give you a call.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Cassidy, thank you.
Okay, hey, Michael, thanks very much.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you. Bye-bye.